With heavy snow falling across the area, a lot of shoveling will be going on. This is Lisa Berry, and clearing snow can be quite a workout. So we've connected with a Michigan Medicine cardiologist to find out what's safe and who might be at risk clearing the snow. So welcome Dr. Melvin Rubenfire, a professor of internal medicine, director of preventive cardiology at the University of Michigan. How vigorous of a workout is shoveling snow?
It is excessively vigorous, actually, and not good for anybody's health. Obviously, people who have had heart disease or hypertension or who are at risk should not be shoveling snow, particularly when it's heavy and deep.
So how do you know if you're at risk?
Well, that's a good question. A diabetic, for instance, has a high likelihood of developing heart disease over their lifetime. If you're over 55 to 60 and not in good shape, that kind of stress will raise your blood pressure and be excessive for you. Even if you're fairly fit, but have had diabetes or hypertension or previous history of heart disease or strokes, the heavy shoveling of snow and the very cold and the idea that you're not warming up to do something, but rather just getting out there and lifting and stopping and lifting and stopping, that's the very worst type of physical activity we can have.
Should you actually warm up before shoveling snow?
Well, you should actually not. You should be out there and walking around and getting used to the cold more than anything else. The cold exposure to the face actually constricts the arteries of the heart. That's part of the reason why heart attacks are so common in the cold. The same thing is true when you go out into the cold, your blood pressure will rise. So getting a little bit used to the cold is important. And then if you have a scarf, putting that scarf around your face will help reduce the likelihood that the blood pressure will go up and the arteries will constrict, because you'll have that warmth of the scarf around your face and you won't get that bitter cold exposure.
You mean around your nose and your mouth?
Yeah, around the nose and mouth, exactly.
Are men more at risk than women of having a heart situation while shoveling snow?
Well, they're more at risk only because they're more at risk in general. That women, say in their 50s, are unusually going to have a heart attack, whereas men in their 50s, because they usually have more hardening of the arteries than women in their 50s, would be vulnerable.
What signs should people look for if they're outside and they got a shovel and there's no one else to do it, so they're going to take it upon themselves to try anyway? Can they monitor themselves? What should they be looking out for to indicate that there might be something going wrong?
Well, the most important ones would be that you feel lightheaded or dizzy or weak or short of breath. And of course, chest heaviness. It's not uncommon to feel some stress in your arms or your shoulders just from the physical activity. But if it's in the middle of your chest or goes into the neck and the jaw, that would be a serious warning. If you become very sweaty out there in the cold, that would be one of the concerns. Basically, if you feel energized and you're enjoying it and you're not getting tired, then it's generally probably okay. But you never know, because you may not have any symptoms while you're shoveling the snow, and a half hour later getting in the house, that heart attack can occur afterwards. So you have to be alerted to the idea that the symptoms of a heart attack don't always occur during the physical activity, but not uncommonly afterwards.
I know you're a cardiologist. Does anyone enjoy shoveling snow?
Actually, I do. If there's a few inches and it's very light, I do enjoy it. It's the heavy snow or going back and forth in the very, very cold would be the problem.
Dr. Melvin Rubenfire, professor of internal medicine, director of preventive cardiology at the University of Michigan, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. Everybody be safe shoveling.
You're welcome.